Hi, Nico. Hi, Ivy. Welcome, friends. We are so glad that you are here to celebrate Christmas together. You see, Ivy's bird matches her dress. I love it. We're so glad you're here worshiping with us, whether you are here in the space or worshiping with us online. Welcome and Merry Christmas. It's time to celebrate God's love for us and all the world. We celebrate God's love made known through the baby Jesus and his life. Emmanuel, God with us, that love with us, that's what we're celebrating today. So our service was designed with you in mind, especially if you're under the age of 10. Especially with you in mind, and we expect there to be movement, and we expect there to be noise. So we welcome all of it, and we're glad that you are here. Yes, yes. We do want to make sure that you have a candle and a bird. Gwen has the bird basket here. If you are a kiddo and you don't have a bird, would you raise your hand? Because we want to make sure you have a bird. We need to hear the birds tell the story today. So kids need them. So raise your hand if you don't have one yet. And kiddos, speaking of movement, I encourage you right now to scoot to the end of your pew because we are going to be moving during the service. So if you would move your body where you can get out and in easily to your seat, that will help you in a little bit. So if you want to sit on the edge like Cora is and Allie, good. That way you can get in and out when you're ready to move your body. All right. We're grateful for Cora and Ellie who are going to be lighting the candles, and their mom and their aunt and uncle, and I don't know if the grandparents are coming up, and uncle, all kinds of people here today, cousin, I should say. I called you Uncle Joel, cousin. We're so glad you're all here. They're going to be lighting the candles in a little bit. We're grateful for Lyra, who's going to read with us, for us, and the children's choir is going to sing today. So thank you to everybody who's helping make worship happen. You'll see in the announcement part of your bulletin some information about where bathrooms are, if you need those. There's an accessible all-gender bathroom here on the first floor. There are some bathrooms in the back down below if you need them. And you'll see there our welcome, our statement of welcome and affirmation of all people on the back of your bulletin too. So we're glad that you are here. Your presence enriches our worship in this mystery of Christmas, of love coming down in a baby to be with us. So now let us worship together. And Lyra is going to lead us in our call to worship.
Please stand in body or spirit. On this holy night, we gather as many
as strength.
We gather as many and as one community. On this holy night, we wait for God to come to us again.
Let us worship God who comes to us even now.
whisper of prayer encircles the earth like a sounding of angel song. It hovers with gentle rays of joy as the dawning of love grows near.
It murmurs among the longing ones in trembling hope and, without our knowing, begins to fill a humble place with expectation.
Here on this night, we have prepared in our hearts a welcome for the child of God.
May the heavens now break open for the birthing of hope, peace, joy, love. God with us.
From Isaiah in your bulletin.
Those who walked in the dark have seen a bright light.
And it shines upon everyone who lives in the land of darkest shadows.
A child has been born for us.
We have been given a son who will be our ruler.
His names will be Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God,
Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace.
Jesus' power will never end. Peace will last forever.
He will always rule with honesty and justice. Being born, told by the birds. And I invite you to let your imagination go wild. We're going to do some wondering together as we hear the story. And I'll ask some questions, and you can go right ahead and answer those questions. You can share the ideas you have. Sometimes we'll just think about the ideas in your head, if that's the way you'd like to think. And some of us might have an idea we want to go ahead and share right out loud, and that's great, too. We're eager to hear your ideas. So this book is The Birds of Bethlehem by Tommy Tupola. The Birds of Bethlehem. Every morning, the birds of Bethlehem gathered in the field to glean any corn that might be left from the harvest. This winter morning was different. Anyone watching would have thought that they spent more time talking to one another than having breakfast. And that was true. Let's go back to all those birds. Some eating, some talking. What do you think birds talk about while they're having breakfast? Do you have ideas? What might they be talking about, Amelia? Maybe they're talking about what they're having for breakfast and whether they like it or not. Lucas, what are you thinking? Maybe they're talking to each other, but they're not using words without a tune. They're also singing their words. Rose, what are you thinking the birds are talking about? You forgot. If you have an idea that comes back, you let me know. What do you think, Gwen?
I think they're talking about
politics. Maybe they're talking about politics? Yeah. Maybe they're talking about politics and what's going on. Huh. I wonder. Maybe they decide to keep eating the corn instead when that conversation comes up. Maybe. Yeah. Rose, did you think of your idea? Maybe they're talking about what's going on. Maybe. Maybe. Well, children, as we sing our next song, our next Christmas carol, we're going to take those birds on a bit of a journey. So I invite you to go ahead and bring your bird with you, and we're going to head this way, and we're going to journey towards Bethlehem with those birds while we sing our next Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. So, kiddos, would you come up here by me? And we're going to make our way this way while we sing our Christmas carol together.
Thank you.
Yesterday afternoon, we saw something we'd never seen before, said the green bird to his mate. We saw a long line of people coming over the hills. I wonder why there was a line. What do you think they were in line for? Enzo, what do you think they were in line for? Maybe they were in line on their way to Bethlehem. Amelia. Maybe they were in a line on their way to meet God. Lucas. Maybe Mary and Joseph. Maybe Mary and Joseph are in this line. Maybe the Magi, the three kings, are in this line. Yeah. I wonder what the conversations are here. I wonder if there are any kids saying, "Hey, Mom, do you have a snack?" What kind of snacks do you think they're having in this line as they wait? What kind of snacks do you like? Amelia? You like cream of wheat. What do you like, Lucas? Oh, maybe they're passing corn around. Because maybe the birds are there too, want a snack. You know, a snack that Pastor Rick likes to have? Cheese sticks. Does anybody like to have string cheese? Oh, that's lunch, not a snack, that's lunch. Rose, what kind of snack do you think they might be wanting? Maybe berries. Maybe berries. So there's this long line. They're probably chit-chatting with one another. The birds are noticing. I wonder if they're playing I Spy when the kids are getting restless. I spy a donkey? Maybe they're playing 21 questions. But they're on their way somewhere, and they're having to wait. The yellow bird and his mate spoke up. "We saw something very unusual yesterday as well." The inn in town, the place to stay, was full. "What we saw," said the blue bird and her mate, "was very strange indeed." I wonder what they saw. "We saw a woman and a man, and they were going into a stable where the animals are, because there was no room left in the inn." Okay, now do your best empathy work here. Imagine you've been standing in line, you've been kind of hungry, you've been only having snacks, not lunch, and you're pregnant. I wonder if your ankles are swollen. I wonder if you maybe have a headache. Maybe it was noisy. I wonder what it feels like to be Mama Mary on her journey in, and now there's not any room where there are beds, and now you're showing up to a stable. I wonder what that's like. How do you think she's feeling? Can you imagine what it's like to be Mary? What might that feel like? Ivy, what are you thinking? How do you think Mary's feeling? Happy. She may be feeling happy. Lyra. She might be feeling really uncomfortable. Amelia. Huh? You have two. Go ahead.
I think she's excited to have a baby. And I think she's going to go to the restroom.
She might need to go to the bathroom. Pregnant mamas often do. And she's probably ready, excited to have this baby. Yeah, Gwen. Ooh, she might be feeling sick. Yeah, that happens too when you're about to have a baby. Lucas. Oh, he used his body to show how maybe she's feeling like this. Oh, yeah, maybe she's feeling like that. Well, let's think. Oh, Benji.
I think she's feeling very tired.
Maybe she's feeling very tired. Yeah, thank you. All right, we're going to sing, and we're going to look at this picture while we sing, and we're going to see a bird flying while we sing. We're going to stay in our seats for this next carol, Once in Royal David City. Let's listen to the words as part of this story unfolds. We were roosting in a tree on the hill, said the red bird. Below us, there were shepherds watching their sheep, and we saw an extraordinary thing. An angel appeared in the sky and said, I bring you tidings of great joy. Go quickly to Bethlehem, where you will find a baby lying in a manger. We were in the same tree, said the brown bird and her mate, and what we saw was spectacular. The night sky was filled with heavenly hosts singing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all. The birds say it's extraordinary and spectacular. I wonder if the shepherds would say the same thing. What might you be feeling if you are the shepherd and you see the angels in the sky? What might you think? What might your face do? Amelia. You might be a little creeped out. Yeah. Yeah. Ivy. How would you feel? What would you be thinking? Maybe the angels were trying to protect the birds by making spooky faces. These faces are a little different than we sometimes see angel faces. Maybe they're trying to protect the birds. Ah, Benji, what are you thinking?
Surprise.
Maybe the shepherds would feel surprised. Can you all do your best surprise face? Yeah, sometimes we make a sound to go with it. Yeah. Lucas, what are you thinking? Can you touch these angels? Is this a light show? Is this some kind of technology? What's happening here? You might try to understand more about what's happening. James, and then we'll move on. James, what are you thinking? Oh, James is saying he might rub his eyes, like maybe something's happening with his eyes. He might rub them and look again. Yeah, maybe. Well, the angels sing out, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all." And our children's choir is going to come forward now because they are going to sing words about peace too. They're going to sing Dona Nobis Pacem, which means grant us peace or give us peace. So while you listen to the children's choir sing, see if you can feel that peace in your body. Maybe it feels kind of warm. All right, children's choir, I invite you to come back, head to the back. And you can join Miss Michelle, and Charlie's gonna be down here, and we'll get all set.
Thank you.
What we saw, said the white bird and his mate, was an awesome sight. So we followed the shepherds. Let us go see this miraculous thing that has come to pass. All the birds agreed. I wonder if you've had a moment like this, when you saw someone or something that was so awesome or extraordinary or spectacular, miraculous, that you decided to follow because you wanted to join in. I wonder if you've ever had a moment like that. A time when something so exciting was happening, you wanted to be a part of it. Can you think of a time like that? Lucas? When's a time that something was so exciting, you wanted to be a part of it? Aha, when you're at tryouts for baseball. Oh, and you love it so much, you just can't wait to be a part of it. Yeah. Is there another something or someone that you have wanted to follow because it seems so fun or curious or interesting? Ivy, what are you thinking?
Okay.
Oh, maybe you've been so excited to join in for good work, you want to go to work. Is that what you said? Go to work? Yeah. Or go to work at school, the work you're doing. Amelia. Oh, interested in dance. Yeah. Sometimes when we see other people dance, it makes us want to dance. Or dance class. Practice dance. Yeah, practice dance. Yeah, good. All right. Well, friends, we are going to go on another journey. So can you get your birds ready? We're going to go on a journey. We're going to get these birds even closer to Bethlehem as we sing another Christmas carol together. So can you grab your birds, and you can join me up here, and let's sing and walk together. We're going to go this way again. All right, we're ready, Miss Michelle.
Thank you.
Nico, thanks for flying your bird to Bethlehem. You can find your spot with your grown-ups. Find your seat. The birds were noticing what was happening. I wonder what they saw. Can you tell where they are now? What are they inside now? The stable, maybe? In the stable was a young mother, her husband, and their newborn baby. The birds are noticing. They're paying attention. I wonder what part of this story you like the best. What part of the story do you like the best? I wonder. Amelia, you like this part. Uh-huh, it is cute. Ivy, what part did you like the best? You like when the birds are on the shelf? Yeah, I love that too. This moment? Yeah. I wonder what else was your favorite part. Benji, do you have a favorite part of the story? You like this part. Uh-huh. This moment, it's a special moment. It makes us feel things for sure. I wonder now what the most important part of the story is. What's the most important part of the story? Maybe it's connected to what part you like best. Nico's liking the moving part. That's okay. Good work, it's okay. Nico's on a journey. Ivy, what part do you think is the most important part of the story? Want to think about it? Amelia, what do you think? And then Ivy will come back to you. Think this part? Rose, what part are you thinking about? You like this part too. When the baby comes and they're all together, something holy about it. Jacob, did you have an idea? Okay. Benji, do you have an idea or is your bird flying? You like the birds flying. I love that part where you brought the birds to Bethlehem. I liked the birds flying too. All right. We are going to invite you now during this next carol. Instead of moving our birds to Bethlehem, we are already now at Bethlehem. And this really special thing has happened. Baby Jesus has been born. I invite you to bring the birds, that part that Ivy loved about the birds coming to the stable. Would you bring your birds and would you hang them up on our tree here while we sing our next Christmas carol together? Let's sing together Away in a Manger while you bring your birds up to the tree. And you might have to wait and take your turn when we all gather up here. So you can just, we'll do that peacefully. All right.
Thank you.
to sing another Christmas carol, because these Christmas carols really help us feel the story and tell the story. So Dash and Piper and Asher, you guys can come down. They're going to bring some candle lighting, some fire for us. And they'll come down the aisle, and you can light your candle off of their light, and then you can pass it to the person next to you. So Piper, why don't you go down this aisle? Perfect. Great. So Asher will come to you. And then you can share it with them. Good. And we'll get our candles lit, and then we'll pray together.
But God, we've been on a journey. We've flown with the birds to Bethlehem. We've witnessed an amazing event, the birth of a baby, which is always an amazing event. And we're so grateful for the experience of journeying with Zan and the birds to Bethlehem. For hearing this amazing story about the birth of Jesus. Jesus, who is such a special baby, and yet is a baby just like us. And thank you for this gift, especially on this night when we'll be giving gifts and eating good food, and we've been singing songs. What a special night it is. We've gathered here at Bethlehem. We've gathered in the stable. We've seen the miracle. And we say with all our hearts, thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
When the children have candles in Sunday school, we talk about changing the light. We're not blowing it out, but we're changing the light, which helps us remember that Jesus' love is not in one place and in one time, but in all places and all time. So I invite you now to snuff, change, make your light go away so it can go into all places. Can you change your light and go ahead and blow it out, snuff it, change it? And then when your light is gone, at the end of the service, you can put it in one of the baskets on your way out. Thank you for changing those. We are going to have a moment of offering now. Want to draw your attention to who our offering is for today. All the gifts that you give in celebration of baby Jesus coming will go for work of the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. The Palestine Children's Relief Fund is the primary humanitarian organization in Palestine, delivering crucial and life-saving medical relief and humanitarian aid where it is needed most. So the offering plates will come by. You can place your connection card if you filled that out. You can place that in. You can place your contribution to the work in Palestine for children. We also have an online link if you're like me and don't have cash. You can go to PayPal at FBCA2. We invite you now to give with grateful and generous hearts. Michelle's going to play as we give our offering, and then as the offering wraps up, then we will sing together Joy to the World. Generously. We sing Joy to the World.
So friends, we've been on a journey together this evening. We've gone with the birds to Bethlehem. And as our journey draws to an end, I'm going to invite you to take the hand of somebody near you. Just as a way of connecting us with one another and holding on to the memory of this wonderful journey we've been on. And now we're going to go out into the cold. And we're going to go to our warm homes. And we're going to continue to celebrate the joy of this night. So I'm thankful to all of you for being here. I'm thankful for all of you for being in this journey together. And I pray that God will bless us this evening and in all our days ahead. And we will remember the story of how the birds witnessed the birth of the baby. Amen.